Sweet Marie, there's a hole where your heart should be. And on the hill, she's waiting for a harmony. A beautiful life.
Our guest today is Evan Satoff, and I hope I'm saying that right, Evan.
That's correct.
And you're from Lawrence, and by gosh, you just covered the anniversaries, Your Majesty.
Yes, I did.
All of it.
The whole thing, yeah.
The whole thing. Not like a couple songs.
Nope, I did them all. I did them all, and I did them in order and everything. I refused to exclude a song.
Just give me a moment here to collect my thoughts. let me say it again. Just covered an entire record by the anniversary, who's from Lawrence. Well, was from Lawrence. Is yeah. No longer. And many of them still reside in this fair town, which we call home.
Yep.
And tell me, Evan, why did you do this?
Well, I have to say it started out as a joke. I was with my friend Adam, and we were listening to it, and this is sort of the way things work out for me. I was just popped in my head. I was like, I should cover this album. And then I was going to forget I said that, but he kept egging it on, and then we drove around and listened to it, and I was like, well, maybe I could do this. And I woke up the next day and started working on it. And then I liked it, and once I started, it was something where I had to finish it, because I don't like to quit things, I guess. And a lot of really good things were coming from it, and I saw that if I completed it, it'd be something worth doing, and I'd have learned a lot myself, which I did. But it took a lot longer than I thought it would for like a joke, because it's not a joke, but it's definitely. In my opinion, a novelty. And yeah, I mean, it was just sort of a fluke thing, and it turned out to take up like 6 months of my life, and I'm really happy to be done with it, and I'm proud of it. But yeah, there was no grand scheme.
Tell me what it was about this record, as opposed to all the other records out there, that piqued your interest.
Well, I like it. I like the album a lot. I think it's underrated. A lot of people like to. When I was like, "Hey, I'm doing this," they were like, "Why? What, you know, that album?" But if you listen to it, they're really well written pop songs, and I like stuff like that. So I guess I wanted to do it for the underdog reason, because it seemed like kind of an underdog album, especially years later. It's a Lawrence album. I wanted to do something. Well, these aren't reasons why I did it. Like I said, it was a joke. These are reasons why I kept doing it, and it seemed like a good idea. It was a local album, and frankly, I could make this, and maybe people would really listen to it, because it's not me. It's somebody else's stuff they're really familiar with. So I thought maybe it would give me like some attention.
And it is in many ways one of the quintessential Lawrence albums.
Definitely. I mean, yeah. I didn't just pick something out of the blue or anything like that. It is an album that has like, when I was thinking about doing it, that night before I started it, I was running through my head like all these really great moments on the album, and what I could conceivably do with these setups that these songs have. because it's always been something I wanted to do, to like make acoustic music that's really, really loud. And if you listen to The Actor, the album I put out last year, you can hear that I start messing around with this layered guitar sound. And I never really hit the wall with it. And so I thought, well, this album has all these opportunities to where I could go crazy with that idea. So I wanted to be as, I just wanted to go crazy. Some of these songs have about like 30 guitar tracks. Not really all at once, you know, but like there's a lot of stuff going on just with the acoustic guitars, and I wanted to check that out. Oh, should it come on? Oh, should it come on?
One of my favorite tracks there. That was
Crooked Crown.
And up next we have
Peace, Pain, and Regret.
Let's listen to a little bit from it.
I've known a lot of funny people, the ones that make us laugh. Yes, I always will be haunted by the ones I've loved in my eyes. We are the ones that make you laugh, forget about your troubles. Live in peace, pain, and regret, and forget all your troubles. I've known a lot of lovely people, though they never spoke to me. Known a lot of lovely people, and they never meant a thing. So I.
So once you got, say, you know, halfway into this, 3/4 of the way into it, what did you find yourself realizing about this record?
Well, there's a lot of tricks that are used over and over again that I could. That you know, I noticed that a lot.
What kind of tricks?
Well. Here's the anniversary, Your Majesty trick. It's not a trick. It's a lot of bands do this. The first verse is really, really quiet, the first half of it, and the second half of it gets really loud. The whole band comes in. That's a good trick.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I couldn't utilize that sort of thing. That's why if you listen to this really closely, lots and lots of lyrics are missing, and lots of verses are cut in half. And if I was gonna add something like they did. I saved it usually for the second verse, because if I didn't keep building the songs, then they became really boring. And the last thing I wanted, I was fighting constantly ways that this wasn't boring, you know? Like, it was always on the verge of not enough stuff going on. And
right.
Yeah, so I heavily edited it.
And you are just using a acoustic guitar.
Yeah, I had, like, really strict rules for myself that it was only my nylon and my steel string acoustic guitars, and just my, well, my wife actually sings on this song. I don't know if she'll make it to the final cut or not. I think it's really cute. But yeah, it was supposed to be just me singing. I wanted to limit myself that much, because otherwise it'd be too easy, and I could make something that conceivably would sound more like what they did, and I wanted to go very far in the other direction.
Let's listen a little bit more. Is your wife?
Yeah, that's her last note right there.
A little too slow. There is, I see precedent for this in our popular landscape today, with like Mark Kozelek is covering AC/DC, you know, just put out an album of Modest Mouse covers.
Yeah.
You know, which I guess typically, you know, covers come from like, you know, the bin, you know, of like nostalgia, you know, like maybe
sure.
More typically bands cover old songs, but
right, yeah.
Peers covering, you know,
if
peers.
You look at this, if you look at this solely within Lawrence landscape, this could almost be seen as like old enough for that sort of thing. I wouldn't, you know, I would never do an older album that everybody knows. I don't know why, this doesn't seem very fun for me, but since everybody I know is here in town, I'd like to do something that they're more familiar with, and for sure they're familiar with this. This song here was a nightmare. This is one of the songs I really wanted to do, because it's a great intro and has a great outro, but the I can never really get the middle part.
And this song is?
This is Husami's song.
So obviously one of the pressing questions is, have the anniversary heard this record?
No. Nobody's heard it, but Adam Jeffers, my friend, because he's helped me clean it up and mix it, and well, my family's heard it because I'm working on it. You can hear, like, you can hear the dog walking around. Sometimes I think Tuwit Tuwu has, in the background, my kid watches Gem and the Holograms, and you can hear them singing in the background before the song starts. They've heard it. Nobody else has heard it, to my knowledge. And honestly, what kept me going, because it got really hard, and I had other things I needed to be paying attention to, but I had to keep finishing this, you know? I wanted to quit. I didn't, because I knew that they would hear it, and, you know, that made it worth doing, I guess, because I respect them just as much as anybody else, and if I were to cover some other album that, you know, they weren't from Lawrence or something, that I might, they might not hear it.
Yeah.
But this would definitely happen, and so I really had to finish it, because I think they had all heard about it.
Uh-huh. And you haven't talked to them about it either?
No.
No.
No, but I as far as I know, they're, I have good wishes towards doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not making any money off of it or anything, and I never made fun of him on it or anything like that. I have respect for it, and I hopefully treated it thusly, but
it's should be mentioned that this will be available most likely at Love Garden for either $1 or $2.
Yeah, I want it to be free, honestly. Like, I was gonna limit it to really just not like a small number and make it free, and then it would be on the internet. It will be on the internet, and you can download it then. But if you want the cover art,
okay,
and I'll have it at shows and stuff.
Okay, where will it be for download?
evansadoff.com.
Okay, and that's spelled.
Yeah, that's spelled. It's all one word. It's evansadoff.com.
Let's listen to a little bit more.
Be free. In the well and be free. Drink mother's milk and be free. Turn as the earth and be free. The girl who fell across the sea.
So you mentioned that there were other distractions in your life during the period where you were putting this together.
Well,
married?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not, that's, you know, that's a, I have some time aside to work on that sort of thing. It doesn't interfere that much. A lot of people think it does, but the whole marriage and having a kid doesn't.
No problem.
No
sweat.
It's not really a problem.
No skin off.
I can handle it.
Is it really that easy to have a kid and still be a musician?
It is for me. I don't think that my situation's normal, really. And I don't know why it is for me. I just assume it's harder for other people because everybody talks like it is. But I like my wife, but I like my kid a lot, and we hang out all the time. And then I have a work schedule that lets me be home sometimes when they're not, and that's when I get this stuff done. Or I tend to not sleep, you know, so I work on it when they're asleep. And that's not hard for me because I like to do it. But my distraction, like, not really distract. I just have other albums. I have two albums I'm trying to write.
Right, absolutely.
And yeah. I couldn't really do much about that while I was working on this. Because I really did work on this pretty much every day from the end of August until like a week ago. I don't know why. The reason why it took so long is because every song I thought it was going to sound like this or whatever. And I'd have to record it over and over again until there was a concept that worked to justify its existence.
Cast away from New Orleans, fought the world, found my dreams, oh yeah, oh yeah. And your heart had to let me go, I'd rather die, ever be alone, oh yeah. At the edge of the rest of your life, at the end of a one-way road, I was losing everything. And tonight may never shine if you never open your eyes. Keep this heart right next to mine.
I think in some ways what's most striking about this is it's a project done just for fun.
Yeah.
You know? And I think a lot of musicians take ourselves too seriously and maybe, you know, wouldn't invest in something that was purely fun.
It wasn't fun, no.
Sing.
It really wasn't. I don't know what to say about that. It was an exercise. After a while, that's what it became. And I did learn a lot from it because my tricks that I already had were exhausted pretty quick. And I had to come up with a lot of new ways to sound like that. And, but that's where all the work, yeah, it was a lot of work. I really can't justify how much work. How long it took, I'm embarrassed to say, you know, when you listen to it, how long that took, but it really did. I'm better at what I do because of this now. I'm going into this next few records I'm making with a lot more knowledge about stripping things down and keeping them interesting, even though there's nothing there really, except your two instruments, and hopefully still making it work. There's Jem, you can barely hear. But I learned a lot.
We're coming up on what tune here?
This is Too It Too Woo. I'm really fond of this one.
Past the saints through hell. on the highland borderline brings us back when we were kids. Pictures of our dead loved one. That is young, so don't be scared. I've loved you all my life. Tonight I won't let that go. I've known you all my life. Tonight I am the bastard.
Ideally, this will turn some people onto your original work, which there is much of. You do have a recent release called
The Actor.
And
then an older EP.
Right. And a couple projects in the works?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a band, an Evan Sattoff band?
Yeah. It's sort of shifting constantly, but right now it's just a three-piece, and I think it's about to be a four-piece. And live... I tend to do it loud. I tend to pick the louder songs and just try to... I think that's a fun thing to see live. I have plans in the future for, like, I'd like to have a four-guitar band where everybody sings, and maybe a live show could sound more like the kind of recordings I like to make. But I don't know. I don't know how that would happen. I'd have to meet really specific kind of people for that to work. I feel like I played a lot last year, played out a lot last year, and they were good shows. And if you saw me every time, you'd see probably like 11 different shows, because I was always challenged with like different people and stuff.
Also active semi-covertly in Super Argo.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not me. That's not me.
Other guy. Just go see Super Argo and you'll understand. At any rate, we are coming up on another, and it is...
This is Never Die Young.
Feet have been pushed underground. Never thought I would fall over, but I fell down. I've been told that lovers shine brighter. I've traveled the darkest of roads. And nearing the end of each chapter, the book explodes. Back of my head,
back of my head,
back in the back of my head.
Never forget these songs.
It's 4 a.m.,
all
sound as one thing. Memories float along. Never thought I would fall over. My feet have been pushed underground. I never thought I would fall over, but I fell down. Save me from myself, save me from myself, save me from myself. I'm worried about my health.
It's silly. It's the only way I knew how to do that one was silly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, doesn't sound too silly to me. It's got a good beat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At that point in the album, it needed a song like that anyway, so I was happy to do that.
What else would you like to get be known about this record?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it is what it is. If I were to cover any of these songs and put it on an actually album, they wouldn't sound anything like this. It was meant to be exactly what it is, with the really stripped down and see how I could do as a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it, but I do think it's a novelty and someone else's appreciation of it is directly proportionate to how well they know the original album. I wouldn't imagine anybody who's not familiar with Your Majesty would really like this at all or see why it was done, you know? In my opinion, I don't know what I would think of it if I'd never heard Your Majesty. But yeah, it is what it is, and like with given the limitations, I like it.
We may as well just keep on listening. This is
Walk Slowly.
Which one?
This is Ghost in the River. It's the, probably the most straight ahead, like the way they did it, one that I've done.
See clearly the path of the arrow. The river will dry up every year. The sun should drink every last year. It floats above the casket's clear. So lay down and go blind, walk slowly. The rest of your life, my dear, how lovely. The ghost of the river.
Well, even though the anniversary are no longer together, we do have two bands now. The Only Children and Justin Roloff's White Flight.
Have you heard it?
I have heard White Flight.
I have too. I think it's amazing. And it took me a long time to start thinking that. But yeah, I really like it. I never really did hear The Only Children. But I understood it was slightly alt-country, or was it?
I think it's kind of alt country, only in the way that, in so much as this record was alt country, which is it's a little bit more of a rock, you know,
really?
More of an alt.
Okay.
but White Flight is some out there.
It's something
stuff. I mean, not like you know, Philip Glass is out there, but out there like Devendra. You know, Van Hart is out there in a good sort of experimental,
there's
kind
some
of way.
Almost like hip hop elements that show up every once in a while on his vocal delivery. That it, like, is my favorite part of that whole thing. I think that, I think it's a really substantial project.
And that will be, I believe, released shortly.
I don't know.
I'm guessing in February sometime. White Flight is the name of it. Just to tip everyone off on that hot lead there. So Justin, I believe, is in Mexico. I don't know if he's going to hear this record.
He's
still in
the
world.
I don't know if
he
will or not.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in and
my pleasure.
Letting us hear this, Evan. And we admire you for carrying through.
Yep. Yeah.
What's next?
I got a... My next big album is... that's an album I wrote about comic book characters. Mostly Batman. I know that sounds stupid, but I think it's gonna be a really, really good album. It's really gonna be loud. It's not gonna be much acoustic stuff on it. And then I'm gonna have like a completely acoustic 20-minute-long songs, really fun album that I'm gonna do just to take a vacation from this project and the comic book album, basically. That's my year. That's my whole 2006.
Sounds fun, man.
It's gonna be really great for me.
What is it about Batman?
I really don't know. I started writing this really weird, dramatic music, and the first thing that came to my mind was lyrics to a song that I realized later was about Batman, and it was such a good song that I sort of went with it. Because I've been reading so many comic books in the last 2 years. I guess I had stuff to say about a lot of those characters.
Filling in the gaps that...
I don't know. I can't justify it. I know that part of it was like, nobody was really listening to the actor, so I was like, man, the next thing I do, I can do whatever I want. I'll just do whatever I feel like doing, and this is what I feel like doing. And I never questioned myself about whether this was a good idea or not. You know, and it never says Batman anywhere in the song. A lot of the lyrics in all these songs could be metaphorical for a bunch of other things.
Maybe this record is really about Batman.
Maybe the Your Majesty, they wrote it about Batman. They wrote it about the Riddler. And that's why I didn't write a Riddler song for my album, because it's been done. instrumental. That was sort of a get out of jail free card I was saving throughout the whole thing, because these were all really hard to sing. It was like their key choices are not mine. They're in my range, but it just didn't sound right when I was singing them. So I always knew I was going to have one of them as an instrumental. That was the one. If you listen to that original song, that would have been really hard to do.
And it will be mastered very shortly. We are listening to an unmastered version.
Yeah, really rough.
Pick it up at Love Garden if you have the inclination, and listen to it, evansatoff.com.
Yeah.
And probably that's all the people need to know.
I think that's pretty much the gist of it, yeah. It's a silly project, and now it's over, and I'm doing a podcast about it. I'm happy to be here.
Whee! Okay. Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.